We'll be in Luke chapter 2. The title is The Angels Praise God for His Great Love. And as I think about this, today we're looking at the fourth candle, again, of Advent. And to remind us of this is that it's the angel's candle in some ways. It is love. It is the peace that we're to focus on. God's love. It reminds me of the angel's message of God's love and peace toward everyone. So as we read this, we read it last week. I'm going to a little bit of a different angle this week at Christmas. So we're going to look at that. We'll be in chapter 2, verse 8. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace among those whom he is pleased." Now, we went over this last week and we went a different way with joy and everything. But I want to focus in on some other things here so that we get a little more thanksgiving toward God. We're going to elaborate a little bit. And we have to look at this, that an angel appeared to the shepherds. And he's bringing good news and great joy for all the people. And we went over that last week. What is that great news and that good joy? God's Son was coming to earth to reveal God's love for man. That's what it's about. And we need to understand it. God's love for man was coming to the earth. A Savior would be born who is Christ the Lord, Jesus. This Savior, Jesus Christ, was coming for all people. And I think we really need to focus on that. It's for all people. And the angels made this announcement. It's angel's candle, but I think most of all, it's about God's love and peace that he gives us, without a doubt. Why does this candle represent God? It's God's love for man. And I truly wonder if the lost world out there even has any remote idea, and even some Christians, how much God truly, truly loves you. And as I was sitting back there and I was in the worship, and God took me in, and I think he wanted to make sure that everybody knows God really loves you. More than you could ever even comprehend how much God loves you. So I don't care, and I was thinking, doesn't matter what we're going through, hard times, good times, God's love for you is so great. We need to understand what this love is. Now, we're going to go into a scripture that everybody knows, but I added an extra one to it. Put up for me John 3:16-17. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." Everybody's heard John 3:16. I love it. If you ever watch any sports, there at the end of the end zone or behind the home plate, there'll be a guy holding John 3:16. That's his ministry. I think it's really great. God sent his Son to reveal his tremendous love for you. And I'm going to single this out. It is for you. Because I'll tell you right now, if you were the only person on earth, God still would have sent his Son to get you. Look at the wording. "For God so loved the world." This is a fact. This is not somebody's dream up. This is a fact. The world means the whole world. Everyone. All humans. And I think about that. All of them. The Jews knew God loved them. I mean, they'd done so much. He had protected them. The Jews knew it. But the Jews also thought that God hated the non-Jews. No. No. If we understand that, the Jews were under the guidance of God to share God. And they didn't quite do it. We're called, commissioned, all of us, to share the gospel. And sometimes we don't do it. And I think to some degree, some of the religious people may think today, same thing. God really loves me, but I'm not sure about this one or that one. But the scripture here tells us that God loves every one of them. And I was writing this out, I recalled, it's probably a couple of months ago or so, where I gave the references. Do you ever hear people in church say, well, God says I gotta love them, but I don't have to like them? Do you remember that? Well, if you truly love them, you will like them. It didn't matter. So I just want you to understand, God loves every person. The vile, the wicked, the murderer, the child abuser. He loves every single one deeply, deeply. And God loves those people who even hate God. He loves them. He loves them. For God so loved the world. Excuse me. God wants every one of you, every person out there, to come to Him. So don't ever think, well, gosh, should I share the gospel with them? Yeah. You don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how many times I've shared, and I was sharing it out of, okay, good, and the purse comes. Comes to the Lord. What a blessing. He wants all of us to share, and He wants all people to come to Him. Look at 1 Timothy 2. This is good and is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. That is His desire. Every one of us to do that. Now, folks, I'll tell you this. You want to share the gospel? Love the people into the kingdom. There is no more, well, I don't really like them. Love them into the kingdom. And sometimes you have to use words. It's loving them into the kingdom. We have a sinful nature. We were born with it. When Adam fell, that sinful nature came upon us. All of us have that sinful, sinful nature. And we know it. We know ourselves. God knows it too. And I think about that so much as there's so many times that I'll say, God, I want you to change me on this. I want you to change me on this. Change me here. But I want you to understand something about, we have the sinful nature, about God's nature is love. God's nature is love. So how easy it for us to sin, say the wrong thing. I know nobody in here says anything, but yeah, or think the wrong thing. God's nature is love. Everything He does, and I want us to understand, everything that God does is in His love. Everything He acts upon, everything He shows us is God's love. It is always done in love. I wish I could do that. I truly ask Him for that. Love in my heart, overflowing. Get the garbage out of me, Lord. I hate it. God's love, though, is, we have to understand, is acting. It is active. And I think that's what we need to say. You know, we can, when I say, let's love them into the kingdom, and sometimes you got to use words, well, God's love is active. It's not just sitting around idling like a car. It is active. It's going. It's moving. God's love is loving. Means it's continuously. It's always demonstrating His love to others. That's why I say we'll love people in the kingdom. And you don't be surprised if somebody comes up and says, you know, there's something different about you. Don't know what it is, but there's something different about you. It's okay. That's good. That's really good. Because the doors will open for you to share God's love. Now, I want to say this again. We're all vessels. There are vessels for honor, and there are vessels for dishonor. We're vessels. The only thing that can come out of us if God overfills us with his love. That love flows out into the people. We're to love all. And God wants man to know his love for them. He truly, truly does. He wants man, every person, to know how much God loves them. He desires to reach all with his love. He truly does. Now, when we're talking about that, it says in John 3:16 that for God so loved the world, it says so loved. And if you think about that, I do want to bring that up a little bit better for you. God so loved. You know, it's to go back into the Greek in the actual wording here, so loved. It's a proven fact that God did this. It is a constant love, and it is a continuing love. God so loved. So loved. How much does God love the world? How much does God love all mankind? And if you look at John 3:16, so loved the world that he gave his son. That's how much he loved. Now, most of us are parents. No way we could, I couldn't give my son or my daughter to for anybody. But look what God did. He has one son who's been at his side for all eternity. It says he gave his only son. This is the evidence of God's love for us. How much he loves you. He gave his son. This is the most perfect way to demonstrate how much God loves man. How much he loves you. He gave up his son for you. That's an amazing fact. It's overwhelming sometimes when you even go into the point of thinking about that God did this for the vile, the wicked. Let alone, I stand in days and I'll think, I don't understand why you did it for me, God. I really don't understand it. I mess up. I fail constantly. It's a constant failure. I says, how can you love me, Lord? Well, I want us to understand that God is perfect. He's perfect. His love is perfect. You want to know about perfect love? It's right here in John 3:16. Because the love we have in this world, a lot of it's conditional. I'll love you if you love me. I'll love you because you're my parent, or you're my son, or you're my daughter, or whatever. I kind of do, you know, whatever. These are all conditionals. But it's really interesting. So loved. It's not only that God loves us, it says he so loved us. God loves us to the ultimate degree. It is a perfect love that I don't think we can comprehend. You know, and I continue to ask God, and I ask you guys to do the same many times. Ask God to fill you with his love and get our garbage out. I don't know if that'll ever happen while we're human. We have that sinful nature. But that perfect love's going to come when we're in heaven. I know it. We're going to have that perfect love. We're going to see it. Whatever man can think of as the best kind of love, God's love far exceeds it. Far exceeds it. It's beyond whatever man could even possibly think. God's love for you. And that's what's amazing here. We're looking at the love candle. You know, it's about God's love. The angels are singing them praises. God's love for us. No matter how much we're going through, Christmas time can be a tough time for people. You remember ones you've lost. It could be close, it could be a long time ago, it could be whatever. It could be health or financial issues. It can be your living accommodations. It can be so many things. But no matter what you're going through, as a believer, Jesus said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I am with you always. Well, that keeps us going. That keeps us going. And we look at this. How much did God love? He sacrificed his son. You know, when people think, well, yeah, okay, I've heard the story. He went to the cross. No, do you understand? He's born in a barn. I'm pretty sure, well, it stunk in there. Not in the clean hospitals, you know, not in all that kind of things going on. He sacrificed his son to save man, sinful man. Look at the wording, and it says he gave. The actual wording where he says he gave his only son, the Greek wording, it has a twofold meaning when you look at the Greek. One, God gave his son to the world, to the sinful world, and he gave his son to die for that world. Wow. Think of all the depravity that is out there, and God sent his son to die for that. And you wonder, does God really care about me? Does God care enough to provide me with this job? Does God really care that I have food to eat? Yeah. He gave up his most precious thing, his son. This costs God greatly, if we can even comprehend this, which we can't, that from whenever, whatever, all eternity, God, his son was right there with him. Never were they separated. Never. Ever. Till that day on the cross. That day on the cross, when God laid all the sins of mankind, all my sins, your sins, on him, it went dark for 3 hours. That had to cost God greatly. That was for you and I. That was a love that's unmeasurable. Jesus has always been with our Father. And God allowed Jesus to leave his presence, to leave the glory of heaven and his throne, to come to a lost and dying world to save it. Yeah. Jesus came to a sinful, fallen world. All because God loves us so much. You know, there's times where we got to go and we got to reach people that are in bad places. And we'll think, oh, that's a little tough, a little scary. Think about what Jesus came here. How sinful the world was and is. Some of the best blessings I ever had was preaching in prisons. A prison. It was amazing. How many of us could have been in a prison if certain circumstances went a different way? Yeah. But God died for all. He allowed Jesus Christ to go to the cross to die for man. That's love. He was separated from his only son. That's love. All of man's sins were laid upon Jesus on the cross. That's love. Jesus bore the sins on the cross. Your sins, not his. He never sinned. Our sins. Look at 1 Peter 2, verses 24 and 25. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were straying like sheep, but now have returned to the shepherd, the overseer of your souls. By coming, the Lord Jesus Christ is asking to be your Savior. That's you and me. He took our sins. And when it says there, by his wounds you've been healed, you've been healed of the sin separation problem. Man was separated from God by sin. We now have access to God because of Jesus Christ. Put up Romans 8:32 for me, please. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for all of us, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? My goodness, folks, we got it made. Do you really feel how blessed you are? Blessed beyond anything that could be measured. God loves you. Right there. I'll graciously give you all things. He gave up his son so he can do this. And you think about it. Why did God send also his great love for us? Do you think that man sought a way to save himself? You know, the sin problem? No. Nobody did. But God took it upon himself to save man, to save his creation, to save man. It had fallen. And one thing I want us to understand is God is a seeking Savior. And I like that. God will seek you down. Look back on your lives before Christ, you came to Christ. Man, God was had his hand upon me and doing things that I look back and go, oh, Lord, you were taking care. You were watching over. You were doing this. Thank you, God. You brought me to this point, to that point. God loves man. Look at Ephesians 2, verses 4 and 5 for me. But God being rich in mercy, mercy is unmerited favor. Because of the great love which he loved us. You could stop right there. The great love, he loves us. Even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Anybody who does not know Jesus Christ as their Savior is the walking dead. Yeah, I know there's a television show, but it is true. Without Christ as your Savior, you are the walking dead. You are destined for eternal damnation without Jesus Christ. He is the only way. We were dead in our trespasses. Trespass is a little different from sin. Trespasses are we willingly sin. We're going to do something we know is wrong. I'm going to do it anyway. Sin is when we're trying to do good, but we fail. God gave up the most precious thing he had, his son. That's love. His son is the most dearest thing to his heart. Thank you, Lord. He just brought to the scripture. It says that we're fellow with Christ in Corinthians. Everything Christ gets in heaven, guess what? We get. What a blessing. God, and I want us to understand, God knew all things were going to happen. God had planned to give his son for man. He knew it. He planned for it. Look at Acts 2. This Jesus delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God. You crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men. God raised him up, loosening the pangs of death because it was not possible for him to be held by it. God knew what was going to happen. Do you think God knows what's going to happen to you today? Oh, yeah. We may not know it. God knows what's going to happen. God knows what's going to happen. He planned for this. And I think, what kind of love is this? This is love that can't be measured when you think, I'm going to create man. I'm going to create this earth. And man's going to leave me. Man's going to fall into sin. Abandon me. Going to go through all this. But I'm going to display them what kind of love I truly, truly have for them. I'm going to give up my son. Wow. And you think about it, as you look at verse John 3:16, we need to understand the purpose of God sending his son to save man. That's it. The purpose was to save mankind. Man can be saved from perishing. Man can be saved unto eternal life. And man can be saved through belief, and only through belief. When it talks about saved from perishing, it is saved from a lost state in this world and in the world to come. So if you don't know Christ, you're in a lost state now, if you don't know Christ. If you know Christ, you already have eternal life. The minute you take your last breath, that last second, your next breath, however long, that atomic second, you're in heaven. It's that quick. What a blessing that is. We are saved unto eternal life. Well, how many years is that? Forever. Think about people that are living to 100, 105 nowadays. Everybody's going, wow. Well, that's not even a blink. And it's not. Everlasting life with God forever. Have you ever wondered what God truly looks like? We're going to find out. We're going to find out. We receive everlasting life with God through belief. It's the only way. It is the only way. Belief in His Son, Jesus Christ. His death on the cross and Him being raised from the dead. You cannot work for it. You cannot earn it. It is a gift from God for those who believe. But when we believe, look what it says. Put it for me, Romans 10, please. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from death, confession and belief, you will be saved. It doesn't say maybe, could be on a good day. No, you'll be saved. For with the heart one believes and the justified, and with the mouth one confesses it and is saved. You don't have to go to church every week. If you miss a Sunday, oh man, am I going to make it into heaven this week? No, it's belief. Oh, did I sin today? Oh Lord, sorry. Oh, did I do this? Oh, does that kick me out of the... No, it's belief. You have to remember, when you do sin, because we're all sinners, that's the reason Jesus came. To save us. Because we couldn't do it on our own. We couldn't leave that sinless life. And we need to understand that. And then in John 3:16, verse 17, God's love for man. That's the proof how much He loved us. Verse 17 is the proof. God sent His Son to save. He didn't send His Son to condemn us. He didn't. He sent His Son to save us. The first time Jesus came was not to judge. It is strictly to save man. The second time when He comes back, He will be judging. And at that point, it'll be too late. We're celebrating the Savior Jesus coming to a lost world to save us. That's what we're doing at Christmas time. We're celebrating that. Look at Matthew 20, verse 28. Even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give His life as a ransom for many. He gave His life for us, believers. It says, saved through Him. Salvation is only through Jesus. Jesus is the only mediator between God and man. There is no other person, anything between God and man. There's nothing. Look at Timothy for me, please. 1 Timothy 2:5. For there is one God, and there's one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Anybody that tells you anything different is wrong. Scripture tells us there's one way. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, life. I am the way to God. I'm the truth of God. I am the life of God. Period. This is also, as we look at this candle, it's a great love, but it's also peace. They say love and peace. We have Jesus as our Savior. If you're saved, we have Him as our Savior. Fully believing Christ's redemptive work, we have peace with God. Without Jesus Christ, you do not have any peace with God. Scripture tells us we have peace with God because of Christ and Him alone. We have been restored. We have been reconciled. relationship with God all by faith in Christ. Period. We're no longer separated by sin. No longer. God declares us righteous because Christ paid for our sins. Amazing. Amazing. We have access to God anytime. You don't have to come into church to get access to God. If you're a believer, you can talk down, driving down the road, doing yard work, whatever. You can talk to God anytime. Remember, Jesus said, I will not leave you or forsake you. It means he's right there with you. The peace of God will guard your heart. And I think this is important at Christmas time because so many people struggling, so many struggling. God will guard our hearts and he'll guard our minds of that relationship of hard times. We all go through hard times, tough times. Sometimes it seems unbearable, but God's right there with us. Look at Philippians 4:7 for me, please. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. It's only in Christ Jesus. And look what Jesus tells us in John 14:27, please. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Jesus said, hey, I'm leaving you my peace. I overcame the world. Jesus is telling us, I overcame it. We're just sojourning. We're passing through this lifetime. Yeah, we're going to have trials, tribulations, struggles. But Jesus is going to be with us. So as we read Luke 2:13-14, we can see why the angels are praising and worshiping God. We can see it. The angels are with God. They have seen God. They're with God. They know God's great love. And think about that. They're excited for mankind. Why? Man's salvation. Because they have seen, they enjoy the love of God. And they know that man is going to have that for all eternity. And that's why, you see, it says myriads praising God. The angel's candle, praising God for his great love. It says, on earth, among those whom he is pleased. Among those, well, who are the ones that God is pleased with? Believers. The ones who have Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. The ones who have said, I'm a sinful person. I need a Savior. Come into my life, Jesus. Those are the ones who have pleased God. Those are the ones who are saved to have eternal life. And I want us to understand, God delights in his people very much so. Very much so. Put up Psalm 149 for me, please. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He adorns the humble with salvation. When you humbly say to the Lord, I'm a sinner, Lord. I can't do it on my own. I need salvation. God grants us that great gift. He'll come into our lives. And we'll be just like the angels, praising him and worshiping him. Let's close in prayer. Father God, I want to praise you and thank you for this time, Lord. Your great love is so overwhelming, it's amazing to me, Lord. You love us so much, God, that it just astounds me, Lord. I don't see myself as that type of person. I stand in awe, Lord. I'm sorry. You're so wonderful. You're so awesome. It is such a pleasure to worship you and praise you, God. Lord, we love you as a body. We truly do. Lord, let us be vessels of honor, every one of us sitting in here, Lord, and you fill us with your love, Lord, that it overflows to every person we come in contact with, God, that they'll know your true love, and that they can receive you, God, and they can have your peace, Jesus, and they can have peace with you, God. What a blessing. Lord, the world and the time is getting shorter and shorter. Impact us, Lord, so that we can empower and we can get out there and we can share your great love, Lord. You've called us to do this, Lord. Open doors that we may do this. We give you thanks. We give you praise. You loved us so much. You love us so much. You sent your Son, our Savior to save us. Thank you, God. And thanks is never enough saying, and we just praise you and thank you and worship you, God, for doing the greatest gift to us ever. We praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Worship team will come forward, please.